Community Day in Lipsick, your country now, 100.5 WKXA, Rex Howard. Good morning, and a beautiful morning here, and a little bit of patchy fog out, some of the outlying counties, patchy fog around, watch for that. Sunny, otherwise another great day, a high of 83. Coming up, a high school football preview, John Marshall will have that for us. Community Day in Lipsick, we are at the Lipsick Community Center, Brock England, our director here. Now, I need to take a look if we had any other school delays. Brock here, if I can find them. Please stand by. Patrick Henry, still on a two-hour delay this morning. Your school delays, service of Blanchard Valley Health System, McGuire Wholesale, and LaRich Chevy Cadillacs. Anytime, sign up for text or email alerts over at WKXA.com. Community Center has been here 5 years now, celebrating 5 years, the fifth anniversary, and Brock is here and been here since April, right?
Correct.
And Upper Sandusky fella, a Ram.
Yes.
And now a Viking?
Yes, now a Viking. not sure I'm used to the purple color yet, but I'll get there.
That's right. Lipsick plays Spencerville tonight. Good morning. And you have a great program that you do after the football game called Fifth Quarter. Talk about that.
Yeah, so we have a full-time youth coordinator here that kind of runs our Fifth Quarter event. It's an event that we host for all Lipsick youth. They come here after the football game. We, you know, feed them. We put on, sometimes we show a movie. Sometimes we have games for them. Just a kind of a hangout place for them to come after the games. Parents kind of like to celebrate after the game and bring their kids to a place like this to kind of have their own little fun. We've had two so far. We had 85 kids the first time. We had 90 this past one. So the next one is tonight. So we're looking forward to that event tonight.
Very good. Do you have a full-size gym here? And the game room's right next to the gym, so
plenty for them to do. There's lots of room. You know, we do kind of shut off some of the facility because it is so big that might lose some kids sometimes. So, but there's, you know, plenty for them to do, plenty of things to keep them busy the whole time.
Mm-hmm. Let's explain if somebody's not familiar with the Lipsick Community Center, what would you say to them? Your elevator talk.
Yes, I would kind of compare it. It's kind of a cross between a YMCA and a community center. We do, all our memberships are all free. We have, you know, from fitness classes, we have, kids courses for youth as well. We also have, a free health clinic. We do free community meals twice a month, where a local organization comes, cooks a meal for us. It's just a great place with great resources that, for a town like Lipsick that's small, that, you know, doesn't, you know, see something like this in a town like this. I know, growing up in Upper Sandusky, we never had anything like this anywhere near us. So it's a great facility to have.
Yeah. And it's open to anyone. There's no restrictions whatsoever.
Nope. You do need to be 11 or older to be here without a parent. But, you know, that never seems to be a problem for us here. So we have currently about 6,000 members, I believe, total, that have, you know, come at some point and signed up with us. So that number continues to grow as we go on.
And, of course, you have a lot of things, chapters for children. Talk about that.
Yeah, so we do a program around Christmas time through local donations, grants. We purchase brand-new books for all the county schools, kids K through 5. Some of them are actually K through 8. We just expanded this past year. We basically buy the books new, wrap them, and deliver them to each kid in those grades for all county schools.
Wow.
We were at 4 county schools 2 years ago. We're up to 9 already now. So
it's
been a great program for us. It's definitely one of our best here. It's gets a chance to kind of promote leadership, promote reading. And it also just gives something for the kids to open for Christmas. You know, it's the idea that they can open up a gift and have it be a new book is something special that we really kind of love doing for them.
Awesome. You also have women's volleyball starting up here soon.
Yeah, so we do our fall women's volleyball league. We have 7 teams right now currently signed up for that. So we'll run a league kind of all throughout the fall. They really enjoy that. It's a chance for them to kind of get away from the work life.
From the husband.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, kids. they come and play and, have a good time with that. So that'll start this coming Wednesday on the 21st.
Excellent. Very good. And a pancake breakfast tomorrow, 8 o'clock till 11. So.
Yes, our board is going to be the one that's kind of serving that. We expect the big turnout for that. So completely free. So come out and do some breakfast on us.
Very good. Brock England here, and the Lipstick Community Center is where we're at till 10. It'll be Jay over at the Union Bank a little bit later on. And coming up, let's see, we have Johnny Rodriguez, police chief. He will be by a little bit later. I hope to get Kyle Stechley on here as well. And let's see, Jim Russell a little bit later on. There's a museum, a Lipstick Museum, upstairs here at the Lipstick Community Center. We'll find out more coming up. Community Day in Lipstick on the way.